Time for a tall tale short.
In the peculiar town of Pumpkin Patchville, everything was topsy-turvy. Instead of trees, towering pumpkins with curly vines stretched towards the sky. Instead of dogs, plump pumpkin pups wobbled around, wagging their vine-like tails. But the zaniest sight of all, every single citizen sported pumpkin pants. Big ones, small ones, spiky and round, pumpkins of every shape were worn with pride around the town. Amid this squash-clad population was a young rebel named Riley. Riley was known for two things, her infectious laugh and her absolute refusal to wear pumpkin pants. "Why wear a fruit when there are perfectly good pants in the world?" she'd exclaim. One day, while everyone was at the annual pumpkin parade, Riley showed up in blue jeans. The crowd gasped, birds stopped chirping, and even the pumpkin pups paused their playful prancing. "Jeans?" murmured Pete the pumpkin pant producer, nearly dropping his pumpkin pie. "That's just unheard of." Miss Patty, the town's oldest pumpkin pant wearer, wobbled forward on her pumpkin shoes.
"Riley," she said with a squint, "why have you forsaken our fine fashion tradition?"
With a twinkle in her eye, Riley declared, "Because it's high time for some pants variety." The townsfolk whispered among themselves. "Has she gone mad? Blue jeans? What will she think of next? Pineapple shoes?" The mayor, Mr. Patch, cleared his throat. "Riley, Pumpkin Patchville has always worn pumpkin pants. It's our legacy, our pride. What would our ancestors say?" Riley shrugged. "Maybe they'd say, hey, those jeans look comfy." Things spiraled into a hilarious frenzy. The pumpkin patrol tried to get Riley to swap her jeans for a snazzy pair of pumpkin shorts, but Riley was having none of it. She twirled, jumped, and danced around, showing off her non-squishy pants.
"Look, I can sit without going squish," Riley declared, plopping down on a nearby bench.
A crowd gathered, their eyes widening with curiosity. By the end of the day, a few brave souls began to question the ways of Pumpkin Patchville. "What if there's more to pants than just pumpkins?" pondered Paul the postman. As the sun set, casting an orange glow reminiscent of pumpkin soup, the town buzzed with chatter and giggles. Change was in the air. But would Pumpkin Patchville be ready to embrace it, or would Riley's rebellion cause an even bigger ruckus? That very night, Mr. Seed, the sly owner of Seed's Superior Squash Store, paced the dimly lit aisles of his pumpkin palace. He heard whispers of change, and he was not pleased. Pumpkin pants were his business, his bread and butter, or rather, his pie and filling. Rubbing his hands together, he muttered, "I must squash this jeans rebellion before it spreads. Pumpkin Patchville will remain pumpkin panted if I have anything to do with it." The next morning, the town square was transformed. There were huge banners that read, "Stay plump with pumpkins," and "Jeans are just jokes." Mr. Seed had organized a pumpkin pants party. Free pumpkin pie, pumpkin soda, and pumpkin pant fashion shows were everywhere. But amidst the sea of pumpkin festivities stood Riley, her denim shining defiantly in the sun. She had set up a small booth labeled Trousers and Tails. As kids flocked around her, she regaled them with stories of pants made of all kinds of materials, wool, silk, and cotton. She spoke of pockets so deep you could lose your candy in them for days. Paul the postman, inspired by Riley's bravery, arrived wearing bright red corduroys. "They're so not squishy," he declared, doing a little jig. Mr. Seed's eyes widened in horror as he saw more and more townsfolk approaching Riley's booth. Their interest piqued. "This is a disaster," he exclaimed, spilling his pumpkin latte. Just then, little Susie from Sunflower Street had an idea. "Why not have both? Maybe some days we wear pumpkins and some days, well, jeans or corduroys or whatever we feel like?" The crowd murmured in agreement. The idea was revolutionary, yet so simple. Even Miss Patty, who had worn pumpkin pants for 75 years, tried on a pair of Riley's lavender leggings.
"Oh, they're so stretchy," she giggled,
attempting a cartwheel to everyone's delight. Mr. Seed, seeing his pumpkin pants empire crumble before his eyes, was getting desperate. The joy and laughter around Riley's booth were driving him to the edge. In a last-ditch attempt to restore Pumpkin Patchville to its gourd-wearing glory, he unleashed his most outlandish plan yet, the Pumpkin Pants Propeller, Mounting an enormous pumpkin atop a precarious-looking contraption filled with gears and propellers, he declared, "If Pumpkin Patchville won't wear pumpkins, then I'll make the pumpkins wear the town." The machine roared to life, and the giant pumpkin lifted, casting a shadow over the square. Gooey pumpkin seeds began raining down, sticking to everything and everyone. "Behold, my aerial attack! Return to the pumpkin way or be forever sticky," cackled Mr. Seed. However, as with most ill-conceived plans, things went awry. The pumpkin propeller wobbled, sputtered, and with a loud splat, dumped its giant pumpkin cargo right onto Mr. Seed's own store. The townsfolk were a mix of shock and laughter. Pumpkin goop was everywhere, and in the middle of it all stood a very drenched and defeated Mr. Seed. The pumpkin patrol promptly escorted him away, and where was he taken? To Pumpkin Patchville Jail, where he was handed the standard-issue jumpsuit. Mr. Seed looked down in surprise. "These are regular pants, and they're quite comfy," he murmured. Behind bars, he had an epiphany. Change wasn't the enemy. Holding on to the past too tightly was. He began sketching designs, thinking of ways to diversify his fallen empire. Once released, with Riley's help, Mr. Seed's superior squash store became Seed and Riley's Fashion Fiesta, offering everything from jeans and jackets to, of course, the classic pumpkin pants. The annual parade was renamed the Pants and Pumpkins Parade, celebrating both the town's heritage and its newfound openness to the wider world of fashion. As the townsfolk, now clad in an array of colorful clothing, danced under the starlit sky, Pumpkin Patchville had become a testament to the beauty of embracing both tradition and change.
This was a Tall Tale short, small but mighty stories, released daily in audio format. Create, read, and share more tales at talltale.com.